Rotators, we're back again, and let me tell you, we have new merchandise. We've got a new jumper, we've got stickers, we've got loads of stuff. Anyway, it's that Friday feeling, which means we're back again for another episode of Rotating Heroes Arc 9. I hope that you're enjoying it and having a great time. If you are, please make sure to leave a review, and if you would like to, check out the Rotating Heroes Patreon. You're awesome, you're great, you're legends. Take it away, pass me. Oh, no, you're in a free period.
Oh, well, shit, no, we're in a free period. We don't have to go.
We're
going to
be a little nosy.
Yes.
Just be listening in.
So Why don't you guys go ahead and roll me a stealth check. All three of you can roll stealth check. Don't forget to add a +5 to this as you are.
Wait, who is the best because stealth?
Because of armor?
Yeah.
Sure. I don't think you don't have to be wearing the armor right now.
Okay.
I'm fine with you sort of. Great. You could have shoved that in your locker.
Great.
18 +3.
So 19 plus
that's, 6 plus 5.
It's
con, but it's funny.
21 plus R5, so 26.
26 for you?
So I got a 19 plus 6 plus 5, so 11 plus 19 is...
30.
30.
22.
22, okay.
Very good.
As you head round the side, you, Jin, are sort of like, you know, you're being very like quiet, sticking to the shadows. As you come out of the building, you see that like, this is where like the obelisk was like broken off. And so there's like, they've kind of done their best, like cover it and, you know, but they haven't like spent a ton of money on doing it. You can still see like bits of wires and stuff and like broken bits of wall kind of sticking out a little bit. Where it had broken off. This is like the top end of where it did. And you're kind of like ducking in and out of these like bits of fabric, whatever. And you turn around and you fully can't see either of the other two. They have like truly disappeared so thoroughly.
Did they get sucked into like a dimension or something?
That was crazy. That was really
Are they weird? Okay. I thought I did pretty well.
As you find your way around, you look through a big open window. It's like a gym hall, and you see that Vice Principal Wolfgang is like running these drills, and you see all the seniors are like stood perfectly upright. They're running like perfectly straight and like doing these like extremely like militant like drills. And I think for the two of you, Tion and Finn, like you know like a few of these kids, and like they just seem to be devoid of personality. These are not the kids that you recognize. It's like some of these only left like maybe, you know, a month ago or 2 months ago, and they seem to be void of personality. And not only that, they seem to be like huge, like they seem to have like bulked up very, very quickly.
Wow, that's pretty interesting, because like, you remember how Meg was like full of energy, like could never sit still in class ever?
Yeah,
now she's out there like a robot.
Yeah, well,
yeah, you see Meg just in a full like sprint, like, and everyone's wearing like T-1000 CrossFit. Sprint. yeah, like everyone's wearing like CrossFit out, like it's just all like extremely efficient. Everyone is just like glistening, kind of sweaty, but in a perfect form. There's like
this
no
is the
deviation.
Same school?
Why would we have to be good at school to do this? I'm gonna rock at this.
You're gonna rock at that?
I'm gonna be so good at
do
this.
Do they look normal to you?
That doesn't look like very fun to me. I thought it was like you got the training and then you got off and did whatever you want to do in your style, but it seems like they're kind of...
This is very rigid.
Yeah.
I'm just like,
I would not thrive here.
But that's my question, is why would they need us to be good at school to do this? Why wouldn't they want the jocks to... Why do they want the best students to come and do this? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because wouldn't the best students... Like, I mean, what does that mean, like, best student, like, academically or physically? Because a student who's strong in the mind would see, like, whoa, this is a bad deal. Why would I do this?
Oh, you're looking holistically. Like, I love that about you. I meant, like, school, like, academic-wise.
Oh,
I mean, I guess
no.
Gym would be a part of the physical, right?
Well, but yeah, like, because, I mean, if they're injecting people with whatever this is to get them all roided out. You know, like, how drinking milk, like, develops... People would say that's, you know, there's hormones in the milk, and that's why there's so many, like... Big
Wait, go on. What were you saying?
What did you say? Well,
I haven't heard this research about milk. Could you just elaborate? I don't want to drink milk willy nilly.
I don't want to hear that I mentioned milk. Thinking
about. Yeah. Okay. Well, good God,
I'm gonna put my foot down. Say sometimes not everything makes it to the recording.
Guys, there's some milk in my water basin.
Yeah. Okay, look.
Do you want some?
Jim is just gonna look at it and be like, I don't know. I think it looks like you hit a point where
Maybe if you're a good enough student, they just feel like you want it enough?
Because we'd been wanting it for so long. It's been like the only goal. Tell me, do you have any other plans if you don't make it to senior status?
Work at the grocery store?
The grocery store.
Well, yeah, I thought it'd be nice because I like walking through the
aisles. What if you had to put a bunch of paper towels in somebody's bag? You could die.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I don't know, like, I love hanging out with you, and you have these big dreams, and I think it's amazing. Like, I think it's incredible, and I think that you're going to achieve all of them. If, like, this is what you want, that's amazing, but I just, like, don't know that that's in the cards for me.
Anyone that wants to, go ahead and roll me a perception check.
Perception is plus zero.
Eight.
Nat 20.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll take that one.
Tion, as you're looking around this room, I think the first thing that you're noticing is there are these power lines that seem to run like through the sides of the walls. You can feel that like as they pulse with like different energy, you can feel like your own like innate magic seems to like be like swelling.
And if I step away, I'm not feeling like I'm being drained or anything. I'm
not just drained, back to normal. Yeah. As you look at Vice Principal Wolfgang, you see that he will occasionally go up to like a part of the wall where this like all this energy seems to flow, and he takes this sort of small like little device with these little sort of different shapes sort of attached to them, and it's probably like almost like a American football size, and he sort of will occasionally go and sort of plug it into the wall and turn it and crank it a little bit, and as he does, the energy just like back through the walls again, and then he'll like take it out and unplug it, and with a natural 20 you can see that it has the words go written on the side of it.
Go. What's the Jackie D, what's the thing that you're looking for? Do you know what it kind of looks like?
If you relay that to me, I was it says go. Wait, that I think I show the other piece of this whatever relic that I have. It says rhythm, and so I think that's part of algorithm.
And you can see that it's like this, part of it is like slightly larger than the piece that Vice Principal Wolfgang has. And yeah, it has the word rhythm written on the side of it.
So you need the ball thing, or do you need the wall? Or do you need to put your thing in the wall?
I think I need the ball thing. I think they're using the part of the thing that I need to attach to this on whatever all of this operation is.
As this is happening, you see Vice Principal Wolfgang flies out of the building and is sort of hovering. And you see that the principal's eyes glaze over for a second as this little crystal kind of hovers in front of his face. And then as it does around it, a face like appears and starts like talking.
The principal is apparently he's gonna be here at the end of the month. So we just need to be ready for that.
What do you mean the principal's going to be here at the end of the month? We're not ready.
Yeah, but if the principal decides that it's time, there's not really much we could do. You know, DJ gets pretty angry, so we need to just be on the we need to have our head on the swivel. Okay, look, I'm sorry, I don't want to be relaying this to you, Mr. Vice Principal. Sir, you're doing a really, really good job. I know I'm doing a good job, you imbecile.
I said we're not ready. But if I need to be, fine. We will have a larger intake of seniors, and they will be in tip-top shape. Those elves have had it too easy for far too long. They think that they can sit up there on their ivory towers, playing neutral and not helping out when the rest of the world goes to war. Just like they did all those years ago. Well, not this time. Kakura will have to pick aside when the sequence marches on Amalur. Well, we shall make an example of people who sit on the fence. Pathetic. I will end them. All of them. Then, the principal. The sequence will see my worth.
Did you mean to say all of that out loud, or,
Don't interrupt me. Is there anything else? Do I have anything at 4 o'clock?
You've got Pilates at 4, and then at 5, you're...
That's why he's so svelte. It's the Pilates.
Do you think he just floats through his Pilates class?
So, they want more than normal.
Did you say he's marching on Kakura?
Yeah.
Does that mean I have a shot?
No.
That's a whole city. That's just people.
Oh, right.
I feel like they're developing like an army or like a reserve of like super students to like do something bad. Can I? My dad is, you know, loves the goss, loves the sosh.
Sure.
Could I sending stone him like a message of like, have you, what, any political uprising you've heard of?
Sure. Well, I think what we can do is effectively, because we're going to be like moving through this month as you go through the lessons and everything, that will be like your next free period. You can just go and talk to your dad, and that will just be like one evening that you go, you know, you go back. So we'll kind of skip forward a little bit.
You can't get that thing now.
All right. Well, it's good to know where it is.
Yeah.
So go ahead, and whoever would like to roll me a d6 and we'll determine what the next class is that you're going to attend.
Three.
It's history class.
History.
I hope it's pretty old history.
Well, yeah, you should be really good at this.
Yeah, as long as it's nothing that happened in the last 450 years, I should be great.
You're so dusty, you're going to get this immediately.
When does year zero start for dusty? You, though? What year was it when you, like, started?
Gosh, we had a sort of a different convention for years. It was about how long the shadow was on the big tree.
Oh, I see. So you're not 450 years old. You lived before.
Yes, 450. Exactly. And then I was frozen in time for 450 years.
Well, how old were you when you got frozen?
It's like 25.
Then why do you look so old?
It wasn't frozen in like mineral water,
also,
I guess.
Oh, I see.
It was frozen in kind of tap water.
Yeah, like it's funny because you're like an elf. So 25 by elf years is like you're like truly adolescent and you still.
You look like you're 45, but like a weathered 45.
You know, I think we gotta take a step back. We gotta look at what this conversation is, and we gotta realize that I actually look pretty young and cool.
Why? Why do we have to do that? I feel like we got a lot of stuff.
Seems like we figured it out.
Also, why didn't you come as maybe like, and I mean, correct me if I'm wrong here, you could have been like a substitute teacher or like maybe could have like got hired at the school to do something. Why did you have to be a student?
You filled out the paperwork like, with my mom.
Yeah, so you said that you wanted to be a student.
No. Like, I'm talking you. You're grilling him, but you know, you filled out the forms with my mom, so you could have decided
it would have been a good suggestion, I think, at the time, is what we're saying.
Oh, yeah. I understand. I don't know. There's something about this room. All of a sudden, it's like, oh, like I'm in. You know what I mean?
You're just like locked in. Yeah. Yeah.
That would have been. And so I'm going to go ahead. Like
more swole.
Really? Okay, cool. Hey, take a picture. Take a picture of the sending stone. Take a picture of the sending stone. Wait, one more.
I paint a portrait.
Okay.
Just a full portrait.
Can I see it?
With that, it's the end of your free period.
No.
You make your way to history class, and you are met by Dr. Dwight. And he's this very, very short, white-haired gnome.
Please come in and take your seats, everybody.
What's up, dude?
What's up, I guess? The ceiling.
You're funny.
One of those teachers.
I desperately try not to be. I take myself very seriously. Thank you, Finn. Please take your seats.
Okay.
We're going to be doing a class on the history of the Sky Wars. Please open your books to page 55. Shit.
Would I know what this is?
So here's the thing. Much like most wars, typically we only like have a name for them like after the war.
Yeah.
So I think that like maybe through like the first 5 minutes of the class, you realize these are like the war that was happening.
Yes,
they refer to it as the Sky Wars because there was this kind of arms race to build these like obelisks and things like into the sky. It was like, you know, build the biggest monument, build, you know, sort of, and within that build the biggest technology. So yeah, you recognize a lot of the names and everything that are kind of like being thrown around as this.
Looks like Jackie D's gonna ace this one. Or maybe, do I want to ace this?
The person who's tanked.
Is history cool or bad?
History is doomed to repeat itself, so I think it's like knowing. I think knowing stuff is cool because you can prevent bad things from happening to you. Because if you see patterns, and patterns are sometimes good, but most often they're probably bad.
And sometimes they're plaid.
Patterns?
Yeah. Argyle.
Yeah. I think we're It's sort of two parallel conversations, it seems like.
Well, I'm like, history can be plaid.
Okay.
Okay.
Textually.
We are going to start by talking about the valet. The valet were the greatest combatants in the war. They possessed the god Obelisk and were the most valiant and uprighteous people who generally stayed out of the fighting. Everyone go ahead and roll me a history check. You see, the Valai, they were trying to garner peace in the world. 11? 9? 8? This all checked out. Seems everything about the Valai? Yeah, okay.
Cool, yeah they good. Just okay. were like, fighting is dumb, and we kind of, they're like, rather okay, not my pig, whatever. Not my farm.
Next, we have the Centaur. The Centaur were the wood elves. They were the one that originally built the obelisks, and they were actually desperately trying to take over the rest of the world. Real?
Did you say centaur?
No.
Oh, I was like, you know hey, this, and then pointed you pointed at
elves.
Is there something I should know about?
Who's
centaurs?
Who's on first? Right.
It's just sound. It's sort of a homonym.
It's the same forward as it is backwards.
The Centaur they were the originators of the obelisk and trying to use their weaponry to enslave the rest of the world. Everyone roll me a history check.
12.
13.
There's a couple things that he's saying which don't feel...
This doesn't seem exactly right, but exactly I don't know what correct. The right answer
like,
is.
Like, he's kind of coming in with a lot of, like, factual opinions.
Mm-hmm.
Which don't seem to be entirely, you know, like, at least how you remember it.
Yeah.
And then there was the Hydrochrone. They were one of the newer factions in the war. They used lots of the natural resources from around Amalur. They had some rather interesting methods and were allied to the Valai at certain points.
Again, everyone roll me a history check.
7.
21.
Hey!
Finally.
This works out quite nicely, I think, actually. I think the Hydrochrone, you would know, were basically people that, like a group of, like, splinter wood elves that basically worked out that if they worked with nature as a natural resource as opposed to against it, that they could, like, basically align obelisk technology and, like, the natural world. But what would happened and what happened quite quickly is that they got, like, snuffed out by the Valai very specifically. They were halting the progress of obelisk tech, and the Valai did not take to that kindly at all. I'll give you with that one as well. You would know that the Valai defended the god obelisk because it was kind of seen as, like, no one really knew the full extent to its power, and everyone kind of treated it a bit like a nuclear code. So it was like no one really fucked with them because it was like, we don't know, but we feel like you could, like, just wipe us off the face of the earth, which is kind of what happened to the Hydrochrone. I think if there was anyone that you were likely to be aligned with, I think it would be the Hydrochrone.
Yeah.
And so this guy saying that the Hydrochrone were aligned with the Valai is complete and utter BS.
Can I ask you a question? Jackie D here, new in school. Parents are in the circus. Listen, how did you come across this information?
It's well historied. There is many textbooks. And of course, I have cross-checked it with many sources, many different people that I have had the pleasure to go to conferences and discuss such matters, of course.
Yeah. Real sniffing your own fart situation, it sounds like.
Excuse me.
Someone over there farted, is what I'm saying.
And they're sniffing it.
I'm pointing at, like, just a kid who was just.
Huh? What? What?
That kid farted.
What? I know.
I cast Earth Tremor. Such a hard fart.
Well, how did I?
I don't even know.
I steal the pen from his pocket.
What's happening?
I'm looking at it and I'm crying. Like, what? I'm so sorry I'm doing this.
What's happening?
That kid farted.
Please.
I'm just trying to listen.
He drops down to a 1 on the popularity scale.
Oh, too bad.
I just, why are you? Oh, okay. Well, you don't fart him out. Get out of my class. Detention. You have detention now.
Oh, that's so sad.
No, that's great. We're going to see him later.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Okay. Great.
You don't want to see him?
No, I just feel bad for him. I don't want to hang out with him.
Okay. Well, I guess I will. I guess I'll see you later. At least I guess I'll have some friends in detention.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good.
I guess this is what...
That's good.
And then you see as soon as he steps out of the class, immediately, like, lasers start, like, firing.
Oh,
he's like,
no.
He's just running.
I guess that's what I did.
Oh, my leg!
Should have had that hall pass.
These are kind of my choices.
It's fine. People can't die in here.
Right, but what did they come them back changed? It's pretty ominous. It's a pretty ominous phrase.
Not if you don't think about it very hard.
Thanks,
anyway.
Can I ask who's like the publisher of this, statewide textbook?
Everyone.
Everyone?
Everyone contributed to the textbook. That's kind of very unified.
Every academic scholar with any worth their salt is involved in the publishing.
Worth their salt? Is that a type of degree? Or?
I can mark you all down if you continue to question me.
Well, I just have a query.
Not a question?
No.
How would you define the difference between a query and a question?
One is more of like a thought with respect, and the other one is more of a question.
Okay, you can give me your thought with respect.
Okay, so my thought with respect is that, everybody comes at things sort of from their own perspective, right? And so if, you have sort of like, maybe even unintentional bias, you're bringing that even to an academic work. Isn't that not correct? Especially if it's sort of group sourced. At that point, is there a reviewer? Is there an editor?
Finn, your eyes are completely white right now.
What happened? I'm drying.
No, you're tapping in. Spray.
Are you trying to suggest that history being told by the victor would lead to a biased outcome and telling of that history?
No, oh my God, I would never suggest that. I am saying that.
I would never suggest that.
I am saying that. That's what I'm saying.
Definitively.
Yeah. I'm clear.
I do not appreciate your line of questioning.
Querying.
Disagree. I disagree. I think that that was a question.
Okay.
Well, I don't think there was much respect in it.
Well, there's respect because I think this shirt you have that you're wearing is quite dapper. It's a good shirt.
Are you trying to highlight the fact I spilled my soup?
Oh, no, I thought it was part of the pattern.
It looked like peacocking.
What is peacocking?
Sort of a hopefully died out art that was around when I was 450 years ago. It sort of creeps trying to look different with their clothing so that they could maybe just attract people they're trying to pick up in like bars and stuff.
Are you calling me a creep?
That was disrespectful, probably, right?
That kid farted, remember?
I'm just going to give you all F's. We can end this class, maybe.
Fine.
I think, yeah. Seems about right.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, I'm on the soccer team.
Oh.
You're calling it football now?
Oh, right. I'm on the football team.
Ah,
sorry.
Of course. Sorry. Yes, we're calling it football now. I don't understand why I should care.
Oh, because you gave me an F, and so I wanted to let you know I'm on the football team.
Right. Okay.
Because normally when I say I'm on the football team, people are like, oh, cool. And they sort of pat me on the back.
While this is happening, I'm trying to change the grade book.
Sure. Go ahead. Roll me a sleight of hand check with advantage, because we'll say that he's truly so dumbfounded by the question that Finn's asking him.
I'm going to moon everyone with my old jeweled ass. There's not actually jewels on it.
What did you get?
Oh, 12.
God. 12, okay.
Hurry!
Yeah, the DC was a 2 after after Jin mooned. So yeah, you can change the grade. What are you changing it to?
Not complete Fs. We all have solid Bs.
Yeah, I was gonna say, it's pretty easy to turn an F into a B, actually. Yeah, so yeah. I think that makes a lot of sense.
Like a Bart Simpson.
Yeah.
See? See?
Wow. My word, that is just so... It kind of begs real description. It's sort of quite impossible and to...
You get a nice tan off of the shine, so it's kind of a twofer. You see an ass, and you get a little color.
It catches the light. It's really blinding.
Yeah.
Bit of that's kind of a cool thing about me, I guess.
Yeah. I guess so. I do you know what I would say? You're pretty cool, Jackie D.
Oh, thank you, Teach.
Okay.
Well,
that's a cool nickname for you, Teach.
Teach.
You think I should be called Teach?
Yeah.
Roll me a group persuasion check.
Please, God.
19
plus. Ooh, nat 20 plus.
Yeah,
plus 9.
29. 4.
Teach is a pretty cool name.
I have 21.
Wow.
The best rolls we've done all day.
That's the funniest.
I'm just convincing so that's a total, to go by Teach.
That's a group total of 54. He kind of goes, you see, well, and he totters over to his desk. I've always wanted to try this. Goes into his drawer and gets out a pair of really cool sunglasses and puts them on and goes,
Whoa! You've been holding out!
Yeah, that's right.
Where'd you get those?
I'm Teach.
Yeah.
Bitches. God. Nope, that was disrespectful. I'm so sorry. I went too far. I went too far. I lost
it was the power of the Oakleys. It happened.
I'm so sorry.
There's Oakleys? Are you wearing backwards?
Yeah, they're Oakleys.
Oakleys.
Oakleys. Yeah,
they're Oakleys.
They changed the colors. Well,
that brand's still around. That's cool. That's cool.
It says
cool.
Oakleys on the side. Yeah, and this is a truly historic sunglass brand. One of the few companies that survived this whole time.
Wow, I can't believe
those
it.
Are cool.
That's
people
amazing.
Yeah. Forever don't want the sun in their face.
Yeah.
So
some things that's stay universal. The same.
Hey, maybe you can teach that for the next history lesson.
Well, yes, of course. Well,
history of looking rad as hell.
That's right. Looking dope ass.
Cool.
Okay.
Any homework or?
Why would you ask that?
Don't ask for homework.
Ask for homework.
Yes, good point. Yes. I nearly forgot.
You better use that inspiration to get him to cancel homework.
I didn't know if there was a bell.
I think a bell.
Oh, I got a bell.
No. Thing. Open the bell.
No,
baseball pitch.
Yep, it's gone again. It's fully disappeared.
Damn.
I'm sorry. As I see a bell. I toss it.
As a group, absolutely marked down on the popularity scale. As we've just asked for homework.
I might need to break up for you.
Well, this is kind of fun seeing the school from this perspective.
Yeah, it's new for me too.
No, I know. I agree. I wasn't suggesting
okay,
it wasn't
well,
new for you.
Listen, you can leave now if you would like.
Okay, right. Bye.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Well,
hey, great class.
Teach out.
He's moonwalking.
Yeah, he's moonwalking.
He really came into himself this class.
He's got a little hat. Gets a little trilby out. Just
a little flip. He's got hooks in his shoes, or is like he can actually moonwalk.
You see, when he tries to see the mane, it just fully falls
on
his face.
Oh no! I mage hand so he can.
I nearly broke my oak leaves.
They're so cool. They're so delicate.
Yeah, that's on the list. Yeah. Get oak
leaves.
Be successful enough to be able to afford oak leaves. That's the only thing on this list.
Save the world.
Oh, right. Get I read that second.
So at this point, you would have a free period, but instead, you're going to have detention.
Yeah.
Forgot about that.
The three of us together.
They're
all dead.
So you find yourselves in a very kind of boring kind of white classroom with like, you know, it's just like white walls, just like this like wooden squared like desks or whatever. And you just have to write out the school motto like over and over again. So it's about drive, it's about power, it's about drive, it's about power, it's about drive, it's about power.
It's about power.
It's about drive, it's about power. It's about power.
And the vice principal will kind of floats into the room side on. You can see both of its pecs somehow. And
What are you waving at,
Finn? Oh, you. I was just saying hi.
You are so friendly.
Oh, you know, thank you for saying that. I appreciate that. I was really shy as a kid, from you what I sort of like...
Finn, please. How I told you earlier that your group was too chatty.
Oh, sorry, I didn't...
it's called learning, realize... Finn. You're supposed to learn. Not,
right.
You know, I'm going to teach you things, and one of them is to not be so chatty.
Oh, I thought, you know, I viewed that sort of as like something that I like about myself, is that I think a strength of mine is...
I don't care what you like about yourself.
Right.
Whoa, pump the brakes.
Wow. Okay, no, it's fine.
Do you also have something to say?
If it'll help not tear down my good friend.
No.
You're an educator, and you have the power and the drive to mold so many people to be so great. But when you say those things, it tears us down, and it doesn't allow me to reach my full potential.
It is about drive and power. Go ahead, roll me a persuasion check with advantage.
It's about drive and power. Wait, what?
With advantage.
Okay. Persuasion, you said?
Yes.
Okay. So the first one's a 15, and the other one's a 13.
But the 15 goes, Tion?
That's my name.
I apologize to Finn. I overstepped. I shouldn't say that I don't care.
Okay.
I, of course, do care about your feelings.
Oh, thank you for saying that. I'm not going to lie to
you. He means it. I can feel it.
My feelings got a little hurt back there. And I appreciate it. Is that true?
But no, I don't know what that means. I heard someone say it in the hall.
Could all be silent! You're in detention, not in chat class. How do you zip it and then open your mouth to then throw the zip in? How does that work?
Zipping it back and forth.
It's amazing how their tongue doesn't get stuck in the zipper.
Please, all of you, stop.
Okay.
Talking.
Okay.
Okay.
We're going to, everyone's going to get Mark up in popularity rating, because talking back to a teacher and getting detention is pretty cool. As this happens, however, you can see, in fact, actually, I think all three of you would see, the Go device is on, like, buckled onto his, like, waist, basically. And he's, like, hovering kind of around the room, like, checking on other students and things like that. As it kind of, like, goes past you, you kind of, like, feel this, like, sense of, like, being drawn towards it. And I think that you don't get the same, like, waft of power. It feels somehow, like...
I feel, like, kind of dampened by holding...
Yeah, like, it doesn't feel, like, good. It feels, like, a bit, like, icky. It feels, like, almost, like, the opposite of, you know, the sort of source of power that you draw on.
Is there at any point does the vice principal get just close to the ground? Like, he's hovering over, but does he would be in a comfortable spot? I'd like to cast sleep on him, but I don't want him to, like, plummet to the ground. I want him to, like, kind of land in a soft spot.
Yeah, I think there'll be a moment for you to do that if you want to draw that. Don't do that.
Yes. Okay.
How does that work? Is it a roll?
It's off of HP, I think. And so it depends on the health of the...
Roll 5d8. The total is how many hit points of creatures this spell can affect.
Mm-hmm.
Creatures within 20 feet of you at a point you choose.
Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead and roll 5d8.
5d8, and that's 12 points of sleep.
12 points of sleep. How many hit points do you guys have?
And I'd be willing to throw my inspiration on there, too. If that's...
What do you have, sir?
23.
Sure.
I'm at full health now,
full health,
right?
Okay, yeah. You see, like, two kids that he walks past just, like, smack their head on the Shit. Thing. On the, I'll say that it's sort of like a... It's like an area of effect type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of looks up, sort of straightens up. Didn't seem fazed by it at all. And sort of wheels round towards you and says, I'm assuming that was you, Finn?
Yeah, sorry. I know it's... So here's the thing. You know, I'm on the football team. It was soccer before and now it's football. My yes. boys were in the hallway
that
and they
was
had
my
sort of
decision,
said,
actually.
Oh, okay. Well, I love that. I actually think that that's really cool and it sort of Thank like you. Is makes it a more continental sport, yes. which I think is really cool.
That's what we're going
and
for,
so I I got this satchel full of milk. And here's the thing. Remember how, you know.
This part's cut out, so this is all brand new.
Oh, right. Okay, so I got a satchel full of milk. But you know how. And the reason that I got it was because, you know, Mouse Boy.
I do enjoy milk. Yes.
You know, Mouse Boy, he's on my lunchbox and he's on my satchel here. And I know he went to school here, but he also like always scared me a little bit because I thought he was kind of mean. And I was just like, oh man, like I don't want to get attacked by somebody that's supposed to be my friend. You know what I mean? Like, I know he's a member of authority, but I am a little scared of authority. And I was scared that he was going to think I was a bad guy at one point because I'm wet and that scares people sometimes. So I was like, I need a counter. And so I had the milk, here, but honestly, I lent it to them to take a little sip from because they thought it was water, and then they took a sip from it, and you know, it's the lactose is bad for people's system. I know cheese is more of like his sort of kryptonite, if you will, but
vice principal, doesn't that make complete sense? 100%. I felt like I've experienced that.
I followed the thread so clearly.
You see his eyes just twitching.
Like, yeah. I wanna fall asleep.
I don't know what to. May I try some of this milk?
Yes, of course. Here you go.
So you reach out, hand over this milk. As you touch hands with the vice principal very briefly, you feel a like as if you've been plunked in like a cold ice like bath. You suddenly sort of feel yourself like recoil back inside of your own mind, and Whoa. You have a vision. Find yourself in like a lake. You know, there's sort of like pods that sort of like, imagine like a pod like hovering inside of a lake, and there's all these pods that are kind of connected by these tubes.
Oh, it's beautiful here.
It's like these big kind of...
I mean that earnestly, it is beautiful here.
These big like clear pods. So you can see in some of them, and others like, you know, they've got like blinds and things like that. So there's some privacy. And you find you kind of seeing and you're looking at your own hands and they seem like smaller and younger, and you can see in front of you this like swirling red fiery orb in front of you, and your hands are like shaking, reaching out towards it, and as you grab hold of it you feel this burning sensation in your mind, and you come back into the classroom just as you kind of as you come back into your own mind, you just see the vice principal just absolutely chugging this milk. Truly like going everywhere.
That's enough.
He kind of looks like kind of hot with all that milk.
Just pouring all down.
So many valleys for the milk to travel through. Finn, are you all right?
You can keep...
Do you have more of this milk?
Yeah, I'll bring you some.
So delicious.
Tomorrow.
Where did you get this from?
I from my house. It's my mom. She makes it. It's
so pissy about it. My mom.
It's not like your she mother, doesn't. It's not her milk. Them. She like. It's like
you have
she.
A cow?
We've got. Well, it's my house is weird, and so it's just like we have. We do have some things because she's busy, and so we have like so she.
You have a milk machine.
You have a milk machine. We have a milk machine.
So your house is on a dairy. Jackie.
Could I get one of these milk making machines?
Yeah, I bet you could order one.
My mom brought it. I don't really know.
She brought it from where?
You know, I don't.
You don't know.
We can go ask her right now if you let us out of detention.
Yes.
God, insight check. Does this guy really just love milk?
This Superman figure just
say yes.
This guy just really
18.
He's like, if you
this is astonishing.
Wait, Mouse Boy?
If you can bring me back some of this milk, I will.
Oh, so go to my house and grab it these guys?
If you head back to your house now.
Oh, we wish, but then, we love detention and we can't leave.
Man, shut the fuck up. If you can bring me some more of this milk. If you can bring
tomorrow
me the machine.
Tomorrow is Saturday.
Oh.
It's over a month.
We'll say it's a week. It's exactly a week since the last Friday.
Sorry.
Okay. Well, it's Saturday tomorrow. Okay. Well, if Monday, if you could bring me some milk on Monday, that'd be
Yeah, okay. So then I'll go home by myself, and then I will come back by myself, and then we'll meet out front and sort of do that link arms thing and walk into school together.
And then we'll bring you your milk.
All of you must go.
All right.
Go now.
Well, we got to get out of here. Thanks for checking in.
You should try some of this milk. You should really try some of this milk.
I'll think about it. And I'll get some. I'm going to see. What were we going to say?
I mean, and now that we've left his area of like, hey, since he's really into this milk.
I am. It's true.
Oh. No.
I really love it.
We got to go. We're leaving.
Got to go to my next one. I can't help it. I've got super hearing.
We're. Okay. All right. Just we walk silently for 5 minutes. So
Your slut is clattering.
It can't be.
I can hear your ass from here.
He's wearing thick sweatpants.
My butt is not clattering.
I don't know what the medical term would be. I'm just clattering is just something being
silent. Silent. That's the medical term. My butt's being silent.
Is your hearing okay?
My hearing's better than your hearing. You got shit in your ears, no. Ben.
I do.
Something's clattering in your ears. How about that? What the fuck just happened?
I'm just like,
I love smoke.
His go machine thing is on his person.
Yeah.
You guys, I saw something crazy.
So you weren't just talking about milk. Okay, something
like
else
I'm gonna tell you something, and I don't want you to be weird about it. But like I feel like maybe we're becoming better friends, and that's awesome. And like I love the boys, like I love them. They're like my guys and my dudes and my friends. But I just like don't feel like I can talk to them really. And okay. So yeah. Like you know, I moved here 3 years ago, and mm-hmm. that was great and really exciting and fun. And I don't like remember before that.
You don't remember?
No.
Like you came to being at this school?
Like I had life and thoughts and emotions before because like I came a fully formed person and I know all the things about me are true that I know, but like I don't remember like waking up in the morning and like
you don't remember like who your best friend was back in the what would you call it where you were from?
I don't know.
What did you so what happened?
So then I touch the principal, right? And mm-hmm. I just like, I see this place and it's like, it's underwater, but there's like pods and everybody kind of looks like me. And there's like this person and the like, they're not a person. There's like these people. And like, I kind of like feel like I know them. And then like, I see this red thing and I touch it and then I'm back here.
Hmm. That's really interesting. So is your mom?
Yeah.
Does your mom really have milk?
Yeah.
Does your mom exist?
My mom does.
Do you
have
ever
a milk machine.
Talk to your parents about like fish lore or
mom?
Like? Oh,
wait. So you do have a family somewhere nearby that we could see?
Well, yeah, my mom and she
I've
does.
I've never
have
been
milk.
To your house.
Well,
we
you
should
don't
go to your
house.
Let's go to your
I
house.
Think, you know, we don't have to.
All right, I'm calling the carriage. Okay. We're going to your house.
Well, okay, I will ride in the carriage with you so I can give directions.
Cool, we get a bucket of water.
Get a bucket of water, put Finn in the water. And what does the outside of your house look like, you think?
It's on a pier, mm-hmm. And it looks like a bait and tackle shop from the front, but it's sort of like done like in a cute like way. But then there's like clearly like a metal structure that goes underneath the water X amount. And it looks like there's little windows, but there's no glass in the windows underwater.
Amazing.
That makes sense. So, but it's like cute and it's got like cute little things out front that are like, and there's a little seaweed garden out front and there's those little like, there's like a little seahorse that's like our version of like garden gnomes, but they're like little seahorses that are like floating on their rubber ducks. And there's like all those like kitschy little signs.
Make friends, not waves.
Yeah. That's nice. One for sure. Happy to help. That one.
I had a sand dollar for every time I heard that.
Yeah. Lots
you
of pun based
inspiration for Happy to Kelp. That's brilliant. As you arrive back home, Finn, there is a moment of sort of like
It's like that sensation if you go into like a long corridor and suddenly it feels like the end of the corridor is getting sort of slightly further away. As you look at the house, you feel this kind of strange kind of sensation of like almost like you're being pulled towards the house and the house is getting further away at the same time somehow. And you hear this voice in your head say,
"Yes, finally you can hear me again."
And that is where we're going to end.
This is so cute.
And that is where we're going to end this episode.
Where's the milk?
Wow.
Ooh, who's talking to you?
And just to clarify as well, that is you hear that in your head.
Yeah.
No one else hears that.
Ooh.
Spooky.
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 Fun times. Well, yeah, okay. This was fun. This was fun.
Now, does this guy just love milk?
One of the many mysteries.
Is that something you had in written down ahead of time, like he was really into milk and we just kept to stumble upon?
Yeah. Totally.
Beautiful liquid.
Yeah,
you wrote down that
wrote
that
it
guy
down,
loves
right?
milk, right?
Don't look at my notes.
He said it.
Don't look at my notes.
Let me see the document history.
Okay.
Yeah, show us the edit history.
Edit history? Okay, well, I can't do that.
Send us the raw data.
The raw data? Okay, yeah. I'll send you it in binary code.
Yeah.
We got a subpoena and...
Patriot Act, I need to see your notes.
I need to see the notes.
Okay. Patriot Act means I get to look at people's computers when I want to. I get to.
Okay.
Okay. Cool.
I'm America.
I'm America. Well, we'll be talking more about my notes and what's in them in the Arc Bark. So make sure you hang around for that. And but before we get into that or whatever, we'll see if anyone's got anything they want to talk about. Like, not milk, but like where we can find you on the internet. Yeah.
Oh, I got plugs. I just remembered my other podcast. please check out another actual play called Ain't Slayed Nobody. That's a fun one.
Ain't Slayed Nobody.
It's like a Call of Cthulhu.
Oh.
Ooh. I played Dr. Carolina Jones, the archaeologist who is just caught up in the spookiness of it all, and also Mystery County Monster Hunters Club. Check them out, please.
Nice. Cool. Yeah. Check them out. Vic.
I love that. At VICMMIC across all platforms. And Zach and I have two monthly improv shows
with Yeti,
with our improv team Yeti. Nice. At the Elysian Theater, Los Angeles local here, and the one at the Upright Citizens Brigade where we share the hour with our good friends for that one. And then the Elysian one is
just us.
Sorry.
You don't have to apologize. It's okay.
Sorry about it.
Say it.
It's a good friends house,
at that. Say it loud. It's fine. Yeah, it's good. Very fun. It's good. It's really good.
I am...
didn't actually ask you, so if you could not do plugs.
That'd okay.
Hey, Zach, you got.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I was going to ask if you did.
Plugging. No, I won't.
No, okay. Welcome to the internet.
I just add Zach Oyama on all things and this podcast in Dimension 20, I guess, and you know.
Yeah.
Living life. Yeah. What about you, Jasper?
You can find me at JW_Cartwright on all of the social medias. I have a show called Three Black Halflings, which I do. Mm. And I'm on Dimension 20, Borrow's End, with Rashawn.
Whoa. Oh my god, we're gonna talk about that. Oh my god,
that's very exciting. And that's probably about it. Zach, how do I end these?
You got it.